And it's actually called the Blood Battle. For years, Michigan and Ohio State have challenged one another in the lead-up to the football game to see which campus can collect the most blood. Throughout the month of November, both schools have been hard at work. Haley Kellett serves as executive officer of Blood Drives United, which organizes the annual blood battle.
The need for blood is constant, and people always need to donate blood. So, you know, even if you can't get out to donate for our competition, people should always be trying to donate blood and help save lives.
How many lives? Kellett says you may be surprised at how far a pint of blood will go.
Each pint can save up to 3 lives. So if we have 2,000 pints of blood, we can save up to 6,000 lives, which obviously is a huge, huge impact on the surrounding community.
Last year, Ohio State collected more than 2,500 pints of blood. Michigan, more than 2,200. According to Kellett's figures, then, that's over 14,000 lives saved. This year's totals will be announced during halftime of Saturday's game. So no matter your favorite football team, no matter the outcome of Saturday afternoon's contest on the field, the people of Ann Arbor and Columbus are blood battle winners. David Fair, 89.1 WEMU News.